I'm Carol Swanson, WAKY News.
Carol, as you know, it is a dark, dark day at the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky, directly behind the branch library. Probably the saddest day since Uncle Harry Heine passed away last July. I'm referring, of course, to the tragic fire at the winery last night, and we'll be getting a report from Big Red Heine on the scene in just a matter of moments. But it's rather ironic that it would be on this saddest of days that I would get a letter from John Nouse of Louisville asking why we don't more frequently mention the third Heine brother. Now, we know about Big Red and Thor Heine and their sister Ophelia and Uncle Harry and the others, Philip A., their cousin. But seldom, if ever, do we mention Benjamin Heine. Now, one reason may be that for the past several years, Benjamin Heine has been living in Japan, where he operates a restaurant. And I think Mr. Nouse has a point. We don't mention him as often as we should, considering that he is a well-known figure. You've heard of Benny Heine of Tokyo, right? Scream for the Mitch. Lupe meets Sloopy. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Little Ed and Loopy Lou, and before that, Hang On Sloopy from the McCoys. Good afternoon. It's 21 minutes before 5 o'clock. I'm Bob Moody at WAKY, and Heine fans, grab a hold of yourselves for some bad news. We take you now to beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky.
Hello, are we on? This is Big Red Heine at the Heine Winery.
Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
The only station, W-A-K-Y.
So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. Fools Rush In from Ricky Nelson, 1963 was the year. This is Bob Moody at WAKY, the oldies station, 16 minutes before 5 o'clock now. That would be like 4:44. And if you're a regular wacky listener, you know we've been trying all kinds of ways to deal with a pigeon problem on the 4th Avenue Mall in front of our studios. I think we may have finally come up with not just a solution, but a positive solution that will contribute to the welfare of our community. We'll be telling you about that shortly after 5 o'clock. Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. And before that, Paul Simon and There Must Be 50 Ways to Love Your Lever. 10 before 5 with Bob Moody at Wacky Radio.
Interstate 65, South Dodge.
AccuWeather meteorologist Kathy Francis is saying tonight we'll have a lot of clouds, but we don't really expect any rain. The overnight low will be 40 degrees. The rain will be coming tomorrow and tomorrow night. Showers possible, at least. The high tomorrow, 55. 45 will be the overnight low tomorrow night, and then rain is likely again on Wednesday with a high of 55. 50 degrees and mostly cloudy skies at the moment at WAKY. Talk to me. Ain't nothing like the real thing. That's Marvin Gaye and the late Tammy Terrell. Song that was a hit in 1968, which was a year after Tammy Terrell collapsed into Marvin Gaye's arms during a performance. And 2 years later, in 1970, she would pass away. 7 minutes before 5 o'clock at the oldies station. We're wacky. W-A-K-Y.
When I say this year, it's opera.
Sale will be open to the public at the Center for the Arts starting tomorrow morning. Here's Roger Miller.
Engine number 9. I don't think she knows.
We've grown up together. You and WAKY, Louisville.
Good evening, I'm Carol Swanson, WAKY News. At 5:05, we have cloudy skies in Louisville, 50 degrees at WAKY.
Well, we've made the breakthrough now, Carol. We have figured out what to do with the pigeons on 4th Avenue in front of our studios, you know. We've been thinking of all kinds of ways to handle the problem, and these little old ladies insist on going out and feed them about 8 times a day. Well, now we have figured out a way to control the pigeons and at the same time do something beneficial for the community. We can make Louisville, Kentucky, one of the nutritional capitals of the world. I have located a book of recipes from Scotland called Hamely Fair. And in this book of recipes, there is, yes, a recipe for pigeon casserole. You start out with 2 pigeons, and then it gives the rest of the ingredients here. And this is an on-the-level recipe that they say makes an excellent casserole. So we have taken copies of this recipe, and one has been taped to the lamp pole, the light pole, out in front of our studios. But in case that one gets wet or stolen, we've also taped another copy inside the window of our studios here. So if anybody wants to come by and copy down the recipe and pick up a couple of pigeons on the way home, we think we can accommodate you there. It's been fascinating watching this afternoon as people walk by and they see this recipe, and then they look over on the other side and they see the pigeons, you know. We could feed every hungry child in Southeast Asia just with the pigeons out front. Clown, that really is Jerry's kid. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And before that, Save It For Me, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. WAKY, the oldie station. This is Bob Moody. It's 11 minutes after 5. For some time now,
getting back to fun again.
79
say you wanted some rock and roll. Little Richard from 1957. You keep a knocking, but you can't come in. And before that, the Peppermint Twist from Joey D and the Starlighters. My name is Bob Moody. It's 17 minutes after 5. And there'll be some rock and roll this Saturday night at St. Polycarp, too, from 9 until 1. The Monarchs will be playing for St. Polycarp's Spring Dance. The church is located at 7724 Columbine. You know where it is. The cost is $25 a couple. That includes beer and setups and snacks. You must be 21 years of age, of course. If you'd like to make reservations to see the Monarchs at St. Polycarp this Saturday night, the number to call is 448-2725. 448-2725. 79 WAKY. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina from 73, and you got me thinking of you. 19 minutes after 5, 519. My name is Bob Moody. We're Wacky Radio, and this Wednesday night, we're going to be having us another Wacky Wednesday party. Here's B.J. Colty of the Logan County Colties to tell you all about
Wacky and Flaherty's three
Hershey's.
Kathy Francis is our AccuWeather meteorologist again this afternoon. Kathy saying we'll have a lot of clouds tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, but no rain expected. The overnight low 40 degrees. Mostly cloudy with showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 55. Then Wednesday, rain is likely with a high again of 55. And so the temperatures you can expect to stay fairly stable because we have 50 degrees at the moment at WAKY. Oh, it makes me feel like I want to go out and do something nasty. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and I found out I'm just another link in your chain of fools. 25 minutes past 5 o'clock. Wacky Radio, Monday afternoon with Bob Moody. And I want to give my own little traffic warning here, if I can. We haven't had any severe traffic problems this afternoon, but if you're on Watterson Trail and you're headed into J-Town, about 100 yards before you get to Stewart's Warehouse, a big chunk of the pavement has broken off the side of the road there, and it's caused a deep hole. That is the spot you may remember that I hit last January when we had the snow and blew two tires. Hasn't been fixed yet. It's still there. So if you're headed south on Watterson Trail between Mosier Road and Taylorsville Road, be careful on that side of the road. You cause yourself some problems. 25 after 5 of Wacky Radio.
Niceness is priceless.
Well, I just had a call from a guy who said it just took him about 45 minutes to get from downtown to Fern Creek. So what do you mean, no serious traffic problems? Well, yeah, I know about the Watterson and I-64, but that's going to be with us the rest of our life. I mean, unusual problems.
We have 50 degrees in Louisville at 5:30. I'm Carol Swanson, WAKY News.
Carol, I realize that you're not a great basketball fan, and that Saturday afternoon you were probably making a pigeon casserole or something.
Listen, I was watching the game.
I'm sure that Chuck, your husband, has told you what a great ball game it's going to be this Saturday in Seattle. And I think we can fairly assume a rather vigorous basketball game, too. You may not be aware of this, but people who saw the Georgetown game certainly will be.
I know about the guy who knocked the other guy.
Okay. That was what I was going to bring up. Okay. Michael Graham is the guy's name, number 50, and it's not the first time that he's taken a cheap shot at somebody. He has a reputation for doing that kind of thing. And I'm really looking forward to this Saturday to see him try that against Winston Bennett of Kentucky.
Oh, really?
If he tries it on Winston Bennett, he's going to find out why Louisville is the home of three former world heavyweight champions, in addition to being the hometown of Winston Bennett. This Saturday is not going to be basketball. It's going to be Basket Brawl, the battle in Seattle. The only two hits of the late Bobby Fuller in the Bobby Fuller 4, Loves Made a Fool of You and I Fought the Law, and guess who won? Both from 1966. You're listening to Wacky Radio, WAKY. My name is Bob Moody. It's 38 minutes after 5 o'clock now, 5:38. We're talking about sports a few minutes ago, about basketball. The USFL football season, of course, is underway too, although you might not know it living around here unless you had cable television, because as you may know, Channel 32 decided this year that they were not going to carry any of that United States Football League stuff. So yesterday, they ended up carrying some anyway, because the game went into overtime, the game between Chicago and New Orleans. And so when they were ready to go to regular programming at 6 o'clock, the game was still on, and they didn't have any choice but to join a game that they hadn't been carrying. They had preempted it for, if you think I'm lying about this, you look at your TV guide. They preempted USFL football yesterday to carry a movie called Ma and Pa Kettle Go to Town. That's looking sillier all the time. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. One of the great synthetic fabric rock groups of the early 60s from 1962, the Orlines, WAKY. This is Bob Moody, 17 minutes before 6 o'clock. And the only one that gives you music and fun. That's why they named us Wacky. Ruba Don't Take It to Town. Kenny Rogers, when he was with the First Edition back in 1969. Preceded by Mike Brewer and Tom Shipley. I'm just one toke over the line. This is Bob Moody. We are Wacky Radio, WAKY. It's 11 minutes before 6 o'clock now. Mr. and Miss Basketball for Kentucky were announced this afternoon. Mr. Basketball this year from Lexington, Henry Clay, Steve Miller. And Miss Basketball from the girls' state champions, Marshall County, is a lady named Carol Parker. Carol Parker and Steve Miller, Mr. and Miss Basketball for Kentucky this year. And the odds have been released on the Final Four. These are the odds given by Harrah's in Reno. Their race and sports book says that Georgetown is the favorite to go all the way in the NCAA. I know we know better, but Georgetown is a 6-5 favorite. The Wildcats are listed at 7-5 to go all the way. Houston 3-2 and Virginia at 4-1.
Interstate home.
Well, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, but no rain expected. That's a word from Kathy Francis, our AccuWeather meteorologist. Low tonight, 40 degrees. Showers are possible tomorrow, though. We'll have a high of 55 tomorrow and a high of 55 with rain likely on Wednesday. 49 degrees, our current temperature at WAKY.